Welcome to International Women's Day, our special Are You Looking At Me? Midday version. I've done a 1 till 3 version in the early AM this morning, but this is our midday version, and I'm joined with Heidi Everett. How are you, Heidi?
Hi, Liz. G'day, everyone.
Yep, how are you going?
Yeah, good.
Had a good morning?
I have, yes. I had my breakfast, so that's always a good thing.
Yeah, I had mine at work. We just heard from Doremi with Man Overboard, and before that, another great song by Kerry Simpson, which was called Howl and is just full of amazing howling, which I really love and think women are particularly good at. Hope everybody is enjoying their International Women's Day and heading down to the march later on today, and that you've been all enjoying the listening on 3CR. Now, Heidi, because you're here, you always come in equipped with really cool stuff to talk about. What have you been up to as far as music goes lately?
Oh, so for myself, as far as music goes, I haven't been writing at all lately. So I've been, yep. I'm having a bit of a break from teaching songwriting to people. So my music is on a bit of the back burner at the moment. So at the moment, I'm sort of more focusing on Schizophrenia Week, which is coming up in May. So
what date in May is that?
I think it's the second week of May. So if people could check that and let us know, that would be awesome.
I'll also let people know too next week or tomorrow when I'm in, so we can look at those dates. What's on for Schizophrenia Week?
In terms of Australia, I think there might be a few barbecues happening at various mental health organisations, if they still exist.
that is a worry.
Yes. And I think what's it called? It's called Wellways now. So the Mental Illness Fellowship usually do a lecture. Woohoo! Fun.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I've come from a workplace where the only thing they did for International Women's Day so far is organise 10 tickets for someone to go to somewhere. And there is a bit of an event this evening that haven't heard much about. So they're doing a lecture. That'll be great.
Yeah, fun.
Ooh. Yeah.
And I think local mental health organisations might do something in-house for their guests, so but nothing really spectacularly wonderful. So schizophrenia awareness is probably about 50, 60, 70 years behind women's rights awareness. So if you're out there and you have schizophrenia or mental illness of some degree, do what you can to get the word out that, hey, you know, it's not that scary a thing. Actually, it's great to be part of a group of amazing people. So especially the word schizophrenia still evokes such traumatic reactions from people. So,
yeah, it does. And you know, my experience of knowing people with schizophrenia is that when you hear the word and before you ever meet anyone, you are filled with confusion and, you know, misunderstandings about what it actually is. And then if you actually start talking about it with people that have schizophrenia, I've met the most creative and enlivened people who, yes, do have times when they aren't so well, but then, you know, everybody has times when they aren't so well either. However, I would say that there is an issue, and we probably need to talk about this straight up because it is an important one for women on International Women's Day. Women in psych wards having to share with men.
Yes.
Inappropriate, and it should actually be illegal, I believe. I don't think this cost-cutting measure, and it is a cost-cutting measure, is unsafe, and just terribly traumatising for people trying to get well.
There's a saying where people push people's buttons.
Yeah.
And you've just pushed one of my buttons.
Yeah, sorry.
So women in psych wards, full stop, are just wrong.
Yeah.
Public psych wards, I don't have experience of private psych wards. I'm sure they're similar in experience, but I only have experience of public psych wards, and they are just, I don't know how, if you're suffering from trauma, how putting you back into a traumatic situation can heal you. I just, you know, I've been in and out of psych wards now for over 20 years and nothing's changed. I think we're allowed back in our room during the day, so we have rights to our room. But in terms of motivating you back to, hey, you know, I actually want to live.
Yeah.
it doesn't happen. And the thing about women in psych wards is, you know, a lot of people with schizophrenia have a traumatic story background. So schizophrenia is like the ending landing point, if you might.
Sure.
So a lot of mental illness is from PTSD, so complex PTSD. So,
and for those that don't know, it's post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, and I just want to mention also that I do talk about these issues and they are triggering. So please, if any of what I've just said is triggering, please, please, please reach out and reach out to somebody you know, get on Facebook, you know, connect. Don't sit there alone feeling triggered.
No, don't.
No, so I'm very, very aware of that.
Well, just because today is a day about issues and thinking about women and their lives, I think it's worthwhile mentioning, even though it's upsetting for all of us, and I haven't spent time in a psych ward except visiting people, and you don't get into the inner sanctum when you're a visitor.
The fact that you visited somebody is incredible in itself, and that's yeah. The fact that you've actually stepped inside a psych ward, you've got credit.
Thank you. Now, moving on, you're not doing much songwriting at the moment, but you are focusing on other creative pursuits. So can you talk a little bit about this upcoming film festival?
Okay, so Mojo Film Festival is, you know, talking about psych wards having no healing effect. Well, let's get our mojo back for mental health pride and survivorism. So this is for Schizophrenia Week, and it's a short film festival in both sense of the term, so it only runs for one evening, and we're looking for content under 3 minutes about happiness that you won't find in a psych ward or a pill. So
wow,
anybody who's got a smartphone, flick it onto landscape mode. That means turn the phone sideways.
Yep.
And shoot a few bits of footage of something that makes you happy that you wouldn't find in a psych ward or a pill.
Wow. So, that's a challenge.
Yeah.
But it's going to, I think you'll get some great content.
Yeah. So I think we'll have about 20 films about dogs, which is fantastic.
No, that's kind of up your alley, really.
Yes. So I love the way dogs interact with humans. That's a whole other topic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all films about dogs would be absolutely brilliant. I'd be behind that.
Are you on the selection panel?
Yes, I am. And so I think the only way that we'd probably knock back a film if it wasn't like family rated, so kids will be coming to watch the film, or if it doesn't like have any lived experience voice in it. So,
and so, how do people send their films to you for submit their films to you for selection?
Oh, okay. So the whole website for all my projects, everything is schizy.org. So,
ooh, lucky you got that.
Yeah. I was trying to wrangle like 10 different email addresses. I went, nah, it's all coming to the same place.
Yeah. So schizy.org.au or just schizy.org?
Schizy.org, and there's a contact page on there.
Oh, fantastic. All right, we're going to go to another song. We're just going to listen to another great Melbourne band, Cable Ties, and listen to their song, Walking Out. And we finished up that little song after Cable Ties with Cash Savage and Rat-a-tat-tat, which I still love, and I've been playing it every week because it's great. And I think she's playing an International Women's Day gig somewhere tonight too, so look it up in your gig guides wherever you are. So it's 3CR, it's International Women's Day. I'm Liz Wright, and I'm in the studio with Heidi Everett, and we've been chatting skitsy stuff. We've been talking about the Mojo Film Festival, which is a film festival coming up one day only, short films only, and it sounds like it's going to be brilliant. And it's the dress code is Op Shop Glam, which I love that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so we're going to have a red carpet. It's on the evening of the Friday the 19th of May. And so Op Shop Glam.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great scope.
We're going to have the Heidelberg West Oscars.
That'll be great. That'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
So if, as you said before, you're not songwriting, but you are still singing, and you have a fantastic song, which I've always loved. It's always been my favourite song of yours. Would you like to give it a whirl?
I'll give it a whirl. I'll just backstory it a little bit. So okay. This song's called Salem, and if people know the story of Salem in America, so many, many years ago, they used to judge women and men, and men were part of this as well, based on if they were witches. So, and witches was a very broad term for anyone who sort of didn't follow the social norms at the time. Mm. So one of the tests they gave people to prove that they weren't magical was to put them in the lake. And if they swam, wow, they must be magical, because how can you swim? How can you float? And if you sunk, you were damned to hell. So
you were damned if you did, and you were damned if you didn't.
So so this song's about that, but it's also about my experience about being judged in the psych ward. So, and also about society as well, is when you know, you mentioned mental illness or whatnot, and people have a really internal reaction based on so much stereotypes that's, you know, subconsciously fed in. So this song's about that. I'll just grab my guitar.
All right, well, I'm going to turn off my mic so we can just hear you and not me breathing. And
well, that could be added sound effects.
Yeah. So I just let people know this is Heidi Everett, and this is a beautiful song, and you can intro yourself.
So we've got one mic here set up. So what we should have done is set up the guitar mic as well.
Okay, no worries. I'll turn that mic on for you.
This one here?
Yep.
If everyone can just...
just talk amongst yourself for a second, and I'll keep talking as well. So Heidi's adeptly moving microphones around, and she's ready to play. All right, here we go.
We'll give it a go. Liz is just going to do the levels as we go, I think.
Yep.
Okay. Nice fading. Some say I'm magical, I'm mad, I'm cool, I'm bad, I'm whimsical. Some say that I'm just plain evil. I look to the stars, I look to the sky, I look to the earth along their lines. I look to the tide, I look to the place where angels fly. I'll do anything once if it's worth a try. Burn me at the stake. They're gonna make me swim in a bottomless lake. Wanna see if I drown in my own sin. They got tickets on me if I sink or swim. I don't know why they're scared of me. They put me in a place where I can't see. I can't hear the bird or taste the sea. Feel the tide wash in on me. I'm chained to wheels that turn the key. And every time I think I'm free, they tell me that I'm here for another eternity. They wanna burn me at the stake. They're gonna make me swim in a bottomless lake. Wanna see if I drown in my own. They got tickets on me if I sink or swim. Get out of here is lose the clothes that I've been wearing. People like what they want to hear. There's nothing I can do to change that fear. Tell them that I've seen the light and my creatures roam alone at night. And I don't want to join that fight. Make me stay here another night. They're gonna make me swim in a bottomless lake. Wanna see if I drown in my own sin. They got tickets on me if I sink. Oh.
swim.
Thank you. Thank you to my guitar.
That was beautiful. That was absolutely lovely.
Thanks, Liz.
I love that song, and I love it when you sing it. It's a beautiful song. So thank you very much. It's, you know, really nice to be able to have you here on International Women's Day and singing live for our listeners.
It's a complete honour. Thank you, Liz.
It's International Women's Day, and we're women, and we're in the studio, and we're just talking about stuff. So Heidi Song is – I keep calling Heidi Song, which is another pseudonym, but it's Heidi Everett. And I'm Liz Wright, and this is Are You Looking At Me, a special midday edition on International Women's Day. Hope you're all having a good time, and remember to get down to the march later on this afternoon if you can. If you can't, just be around in solidarity, thinking big vibes for great things to happen for women. Heidi's not going to play live. We've just found a couple of songs that we're going to play from her collection here. Now, is this on a record?
Yeah. So this is on my CD, which you can get, I think, on iTunes for about 99 cents.
Really? Yeah, the whole album?
Oh, goodness, no. Each song, it's incredible.
Yeah. So. Well, that's still a bargain. Some of those songs are $2.
Yeah. And you can actually, like, if you're smart on the internet, you can actually, shouldn't say it, but you can get it elsewhere for the grand price of just clicking a button. So.
Well, don't say that.
No.
Buy it. Check out Heidi. Go to Heidi. What's your website called again?
Oh, Heidi Everett. Oh, thanks, Liz. HeidiEverett.com.au. So please make sure there's an AU on the end, because there's a few Heidi Everetts out there, and I'm the only Australian mental health advocate. And all my songs are written from the place of rights, human rights. So my experience is the psych system, but I also have other experiences as well where I write from about claiming, reclaiming space and reclaiming voice. So I think the next song we're going to play is a bit of energy from that space. So,
all right. Yeah. And so we'll just have a listen to Running Away by Heidi Everett. Oh, that was beautiful. Now, tell everyone who the great fiddle player was, the violinist in that song.
Yeah, so that's Lachlan Dent. Big shout out to Lachlan Dent down in the western suburbs there. Amazing strings player of different strings, but I think his main instrument is the violin. So
wow, thank you, fantastic. Lachlan. I saw Nick Cave a little while ago, and Warren Ellis was playing beautiful violin, and I just love it as an instrument.
It takes up a whole space, doesn't it? I suppose that's why it's the first instrument in orchestras, because it's got the human voice and the energy of music. So
So that does that whole song was a bit gypsy sounding. You're right. Well, of course you're right. You wrote it. All right, moving on before I say something else like that. Let's talk about the Discovery Club. What's that all about?
So this is art classes for people on a path of mental health recovery. And it's running in Banyule at the moment at a place called Shop 48 with Banyule Council.
Just talk a little bit about Shop 48 after you talk about Discovery Club, because that's a great phenomenon in its own right.
Yeah, it's really reclaiming space. So, yeah, this is for the rest of the year. On the first Friday of every month, we're running art classes. So, and there are classes in the forms of story art. So that would be illustration, memoir writing, autobiographical, creative writing, songwriting, and filmmaking. So for the next 2 months, we're running classes in shooting film on your iPhone for the Mojo Film Festival. So
it all kind of mischievously fits together.
Yeah, and we've got an amazing filmmaker, short filmmaker by the name of Lindsay Cox working with us.
I know Lindsay Cox.
Everybody knows Lindsay.
Yeah, he also has a big role in the yoga world too. He's a yoga person.
If you combine the two, maybe it'll be a very relaxed class.
Yeah, that's great you've got Lindsay doing that.
Yeah, so it's a real honour to have him involved with this. So if you'd love to learn how to shoot film on your iPhone and display it on the big screen for the Mojo Film Festival, please, please, please get in touch on skitsy.org.
We did a project with Lindsay in the western suburbs in Footscray where we did a human stop-motion animation where the humans were pinballs in a pinball machine. And it was fantastic. We did it at a festival, and everyone that was a pinball, we all had to wear the same suit. Uh-huh. And so he filmed people running, you know, like if you imagine a ball in a pinball machine, and then put the film together, and it looked hilarious. Oh. Like people, as you know, dashing all over the place and then coming through the chute at the end.
Would that be online now? Do you reckon?
Oh, he'd probably have it. Ask him about it. Yeah. I've forgotten the name. It was called High Something. Okay. Ask him about it and he'll know.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of media on his website, so I think it's...
Could be there.
Yeah, if you Google Lindsay Cox, it should be there. So yeah.
Fantastic. So, and that started already?
Yeah, so we had one session last week and it went really well. But please, please, please get in contact because we're welcoming all sorts of new
So people. You've got room still for other people to come along?
Yeah, Shop 48 is a big venue, so...
Yeah, so let's talk about that because it's a really great initiative.
Yeah, so Banyule Council got a big shop in Heidelberg West Mall, the Bell Street Mall there. It's an interesting space, a few challenges. But they're running community art spaces and community social spaces there and human rights spaces. So if you're in the Banyule area, Heidelberg, North Melbourne kind of area, get in touch with Shop 48 at Heidelberg West because I'm sure they'd love to hear from you.
And I've been to see it and I saw it on a day where there was lots and lots of activities going on and it had a really lovely energy. And being in the mall there, it was fantastic because there was songwriting, what else was on that day?
There was the comedy.
There was comedy, songwriting, and I think there was some filmmaking on that day as well.
Yeah. So we had a whole hive of activity going for Schizophrenia Week last year.
And everyone brought a plate and there was just loads of beautiful food and everything. It was a fantastic vibe. Well, it's nearly time for us to leave the studio. Please give all your details one more time for everybody so they've got them and it's imprinted in their brain so that they can contact you. Otherwise, you can contact me on the Are You Looking At Me Facebook page and I'll pass them on as well. So that's how people can get involved. So, Heidi, go.
Skitsy.org. That's it.
It's so great.
SCHIZY.org. And obviously there's a www in front of that if you're still old school. But, skitsy.org for all things art and mental health recovery. Please, please, please get in contact because we need to hear from you. Lived experience, carers, allies, anybody with a heart for mental health awareness. Get in touch.
Yeah, so we're going to leave today with a song by Sarah Carroll, followed by the Au Pairs as usual. This song by Sarah Carroll is Treat Her Like a Queen, and that's what I think we should all be treated like every day in every way. This is Sarah Carroll, followed by the Au Pairs. Thank you, Heidi, for being my guest on International Women's Day 2017. It's been lovely to see you again.
Thank you so much, Liz.
No worries.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.